Last week, COVID forced Just for Laughs, the Montreal Comedy Festival, to have some smaller shows than normal. They hosted their first in-person comedy event in 2 years at Club Soda. Been there, cool place. Comedian John Doerr said, "These are shows where the audiences are minimal because they're taking extra precautions, like to the point where it doesn't make sense. So now we've got like 12 people in a club that holds 500. It feels like they didn't sell enough tickets. It's way worse than before. Comedians have never had it harder. Bill Burr wants you dummies to get vaccinated, and I'm with him. Come on, man. Things are getting worse." On his podcast, Bill Burr blasted Milwaukee Bucks fans who, quote, probably created a new variant of the effing coronavirus due to its no masks, no condoms celebration. Jesus Christ, they might as well put an effing COVID in liquid form and just put it into a crop duster and just effing flown right over the goddamn crowd. It's so effing dumb, this. I don't trust it. You're full of S that you don't trust it. Boy, he curses a lot. I'm cleaning up here. I got advertisers, man. Because I'll tell you right now, if they come out with a shot that gave you a flat stomach and abs, all these same people that ain't, you ain't effing with my freedom, they'd be right down there getting that effing thing. You may recall earlier this year, Bill Burr was on Joe Rogan's show and told Joe, "I don't want to start with this BS. I'm not going to sit here with no medical degree listening to you with no medical degree with an American flag behind you smoking a cigar acting like we know what's up better than the CDC. Hilarious stuff. From Deadline, David Letterman's Stupid Pet Tricks is coming back, baby. But without David Letterman, TBS has greenlit a 10-episode, half-hour comedy variety series inspired by Stupid Pet Tricks. This time, your host, Sarah Silverman. Stupid Pet Tricks, the series, promises to retain all the original segment's charm, silly fun, and appreciation for the often absurd bond between humans and their animal friends with Sarah Silverman, infusing it with a quirky vibe. Each episode will feature a parade of pets performing the most ridiculous, impressive, and extraordinary tricks on a studio stage before a live audience, interweaving comedic bits along with games as pet parents join their furry or scaly friends in the quest to be crowned with the coveted title of Stupidest Trick of the Week. Production begins in L.A. later this year. From the Laugh Button, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, you know, the South Park guys, they're trying to save Colorado restaurant Casa Bonita. No matter how much I try to stop talking about Mexican food, they keep dragging me in. Casa Bonita is a reference that has come up on South Park numerous times over the show's history. In reality, it's a giant Mexican restaurant in Lakewood, Colorado that features an arcade, a cave, a waterfall, and cliff divers. It's very dear to the creators of South Park, and now they may be putting their money where their mouth is. Back in April, Casa Bonita announced they were filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They haven't reopened yet. Parker and Stone heard the news, and they're doing everything in their power to buy the restaurant. Trey Parker told The Hollywood Reporter, "We want to buy Casa Bonita and treat it right. I feel like it was neglected even before the pandemic. We are absolutely trying to buy it. We are going to do everything we can. We want to make it right and make it amazing." Parker's already thinking about what they can do to make it even more awesome. He said, "We started talking about the changes we're going to make, mostly with the food. Trey, I know a guy. I'm trying not to say his name because I did a whole week of it and everyone's sick of it. You know who I mean. We're really going to make awesome food. I was already thinking about how I was going to make Black Bart's cave a little bigger. Please call that guy whose name I'm not going to say today because everyone's sick of it, because that would be awesome." From Chortle, Issy Suddy did screen tests for a spinoff of her Peep Show character, Dobby. Now, if you're into Peep Show, you're like, "Whoa, tell me more, Joni Mack." And if you're an American, you're like, "What are you even talking about?" Okay, Peep Show, it's a sitcom on Hulu. When we're done here, go watch it because it's probably better than 100% of the sitcoms that came out in the 21st century in America. So, yeah, you should watch Peep Show. One of the characters on Peep Show was Dobby, who's very lovable. And apparently they wrote some scenes for the potential show, and they asked Issy to perform them with other actors who were up for the role of her best friend. Issy told the British Comedy Guide, "I went into Objective, who made Peep Show, and we spent a day with me doing chemistry reads with different actresses using a couple short scenes. For whatever reason, they didn't develop it." Now, in less good news, they're working on a possible U.S. remake that has switched the genders of its leads. Don't make this. We do not need to see female versions of Mark and Jeremy, originally played by David Mitchell and Robert Webb. Oh, Americans, maybe now you're like Mitchell and Webb? Probably not. Probably not. Peep Show's awesome. Anyway, a gender-swapped Peep Show? Don't make this. Just don't make this. Portlandia writer Carrie Zornetto is working on a script for FX. It's the fourth attempt to make an American Peep Show. One of the creators said, what would Peep Show have been like with two women as the two leads? I'll answer, it would suck. But the creator says, it's a great question, and it's one I'll shortly have the answer to because there's a script in development for a U.S. Peep Show with two female leads. Stop. Just stop. From the WWE, your home for comedy news, they put out a press release letting us know Tiffany Haddish will host the official WWE SummerSlam After Party. The WWE SummerSlam After Party is on Saturday, August 21st. It's in Las Vegas. And they added, in support of Tiffany Haddish and her monumental efforts, WWE will be making a financial contribution to the She Ready Foundation to help build a better life for children living under the foster care system. Tiffany said, I'm really glad that me hanging out at the SummerSlam After Party with WWE superstars is helping out foster kids. I'm sure nobody crafted that line. That's how people speak. I'm really glad that hanging out at the SummerSlam After Party with WWE superstars is helping out foster kids. Because if you ask me what I was doing today, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with WWE superstars. That's what people call them. They're not wrestlers. They're WWE superstars. I digress. I've never hung out with WWE superstars before. It's interesting she called them WWE superstars twice and not wrestlers in either of the sentences. But I've definitely helped a lot of foster kids. Stephanie McMahon, who these days is WWE's chief brand officer, said, WWE's mission is to put smiles on people's faces. And one person who does that is the official host of the SummerSlam After Party, Tiffany Haddish. So I mentioned I'm on the backup computer, and because of that, I've been working slightly more in advance than usual. So it took me a couple days to thank Tucker Dog, but we're all going to collectively thank Tucker Dog right now. Thank you, Tucker Dog. Now you're wondering, what did Tucker Dog do? Did he send Johnny Mac some tacos? No. He bought me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. What's that you're like? Well, say you like the show. Say you're like this guy babbling in his basement who's obsessed with a certain comedian whose name shall not be spoken today. And you're like, eh, this guy's kind of funny. I'll throw him $5. You go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and you throw a couple bucks in the tip jar. That's it. I take your money. In the morning, I go to National Donuts chain and I use your money on a coffee. That's why it's buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. So Tucker Dog, much appreciation. Sorry it took a couple days. Hope you saw my note where I tagged you and said, hey, it's going to take a couple days. You know why. Everyone knows why. It's not a secret. My main computer broke and I'm on the backup computer. From Variety, Patricia Heaton. You know her from Everybody Loves Raymond. My mom called that show the other day, I Love Raymond. Now, I love my mom. Everybody loves my mom. Not that way, you jerks. She's a sweet old lady, but she gets everything wrong. She called the show I Love Raymond, which is kind of funny. I might start calling it I Love Raymond. Patricia Heaton will star and executive produce a new comedy for Fox. No details. No writer attached. No actual plot. But it would be shot in Nashville. So untitled Nashville comedy starring Patricia Heaton. Patricia Heaton said, I'm looking forward to working with Fox on this series. I've gotten to know and love Nashville over the years while visiting my son and my sister there. It's a wonderful city with an incredible quality of life, along with a vibrant culture and so much creative energy. I'll jump in here. And without even looking, I'm going to guess, and tax breaks to shoot TV series. Just a guess. I want to help support and grow the entertainment production business there, and shooting a TV series in Nashville would provide hundreds of jobs for local cast and crew. From Deadline, Netflix continues to expand its animation slate. 16-episode series order for Chicago Party Aunt. And I say aunt because I'm from New York City. Some of you say aunt, which is just weird. It's not Chicago Party Aunt. What is wrong with you? Chicago Party Aunt. The half-hour adult animated comedy is from Chris Witowski, inspired by his Twitter account. The Chicago Party Aunt has a mantra, which is, if life gives you lemonades, turn that S into Mike's Hard Lemonade. I will not be watching that because that sounds terrible. Johnny Mac, why don't you just say nice things about everything and get along with everyone and maybe get out of your basement? I can't. When I read, if life gives you lemons, turn that into Mike's Hard Lemonade, I want to throw up. I can't. From pop culture, TBS has landed a reboot of Norman Lear's sitcom, Mary Hartman. That's like ancient stuff. I was a little kid when that was on. I don't know who this is for, but the new take on the classic comedy will star comedic actress and Schitt's Creek alum Emily Hampshire. The updated version follows the title character, Mary Hartman, played by Hampshire, whose small-town lifestyle gets a sudden update after her nervous breakdown goes viral, turning her into a verified social media figure. I can already tell you I'm not watching this either. It's a continuation of the original show's message on the correlation between America's media and consumer culture, but swapping out the consumer culture for the present's social media customs. The original series ran briefly between 76 and 77. Boy, that's a long time ago. Like, that's before Star Wars. Come on. But was a groundbreaking show for the time. Louise Lasser played the originally Mary Hartman and earned an Emmy nomination for the role. Sorry, not watching it. From the Iowa City Press Citizen, there's a new type of delivery service in Iowa City, but instead of pizza... No, it's not. It's not tacos. It's not. No tacos today. It's a comedian at your doorstep ready to perform a play. That's right. Megan Gogarty. Sometimes arrives with a guest, sometimes not. She has a ukulele in hand. Not because she'll perform a flawless rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I want to throw up. But because the instrument brings her joy, and she hopes that over the course of the 10-minute show, give or take, she'll create some joy for the audience. The Break is an on-site play created by Gogarty. She's a local comedian, playwright, and lecturer because nobody can just be one thing. You have to be three things. We covered that last week. The show's open to people of all ages, and it's meant to be performed for a small group. The cost is a suggested donation of $10 per audience member. The play is a metaphor told through Gogarty's roller skating disaster that left her with three broken bones at the end of April. One surgery, a broken leg, and another surgery scheduled in the fall later. She shares her experience of what it means to heal, what it means to be broken to the audience. Gogarty said, "When I come to your house, every seat is the front row." That's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify. A lot of Spotify last week. What's up, Spotify peeps? Apple Podcast, you Apple Podcast people, you're slumming. Now, I don't know why I'm yelling at you, because if you're hearing me and you're on Apple Podcast, you're like, dude, I downloaded the show this morning. What do you want me to do? I don't know. Get your friend to download the show, too. Do that. Glenn, are you there? Get John Van to download the show. I bet John Van's never heard the show. Get on that, Glenn. Or you can also listen on Google Podcasts. I don't know who those people are. Maybe it's you. Anyway, I do this 7 days a week. See you tomorrow.